Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up for the landing here in South Bend, Indiana for our Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Our Coors Sports Topic Show has been visiting Frank Pomerico the entire year, every Tuesday and Wednesday night, talking Irish football. And we want to thank our sponsor for this segment the entire year, which is Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. And remember, just go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, it's time to talk football. It just came to an end, but it's getting started again. How about Notre Dame? Your thoughts about the accomplishments of the team this year and getting so close to the national championship?
Coach James and I were talking about just this week. You know, we had that first game against Texas A&M, and everybody was very enthusiastic. We went down there in a really bad heat and beat a good Texas A&M team. They changed quarterbacks later on in the year, and they were a little bit better. But I think Notre Dame got the best of them in that first game. And then, Coach, I think the lowest part of the year was against Northern Illinois. We lost 16-14. And every game after that, everybody's thinking, oh, no, the bottom's going to fall out. The bottom's going to fall out. But it never did. What they did is they bounced back. One of the things Ara Parsisian used to talk about is not how many times a person falls. It's how many times do they get up. And I think when you look at this Notre Dame team, they got up against Purdue, against Miami of Ohio. They played a tough game against Louisville and beat them 31-24. They beat Stanford 49-7. They go on to beat a good Georgia Tech team 31-13, beat Navy, who was ranked. Florida State, they drummed. Virginia, they beat pretty handedly. Army was ranked, they drummed them. And the big rivalry against USC, they beat 49-34. 35. And, Coach, that was a much closer game than that because SC kept knocking on the door. But Notre Dame had grit, they had enthusiasm, they had focus, and they never gave up. I got to give a lot of credit to Marcus Freeman for setting that kind of culture on the team. But also, I got to tip my hat to people like Denbrock, Mike Denbrock, who did a great job offensively for the Irish using all the tools he had, as well as Al Golden setting up that defense. And every time somebody get hurt, you think, oh, my God, they're going to really get exploited now. They came up with another player who played just as hard and maybe even harder because they wanted to prove that they can play with this bunch. So the defense turned out to be a great part of the team. And I think, Coach, the special teams really chimed in some significant times. And James and I were just talking about how they won the game against Georgia with the field goals and the kick returns. So, you know, it takes everybody on the team to be successful. And this year it was a three-team event, offense, defense, and special teams. So it worked out very well.
Frank, I think they have a tremendous year. I hate to see one team only be the team that feels as though they accomplished a great season by winning the national championship. So I like to look at it like this. They just finished second this year, and they get geared up, and they start working for next year, and they probably already have, as you know. And a lot of portals are taking place now on the Notre Dame roster. Can you sort of throw out some names on what's been going on?
Well, Coach, we are going to lose a few guys. We have Pat Coogan and Rocco Spindler, offensive linemen that started this year. And there is another lineman named Sam Pendleton that is going to leave. Most of them, two of those fellas, the first two I talked about, have their degree already. So they're going to go on to a different schools. We don't know where they're going yet, but they will be going on to different schools and playing. You know, Coach, there's so much talent here, and they're maturing so fast that the guys that are there see this. And there's going to be a roster cuts at some point, and they want to make sure that they're going to be able to be on a team and play and maybe make some money. You know, these guys have a lot of experience now, Spindler and Cooper and Coogan especially. So they're going to go on and do great things at another school. The other people, there are two receivers that are leaving also. I'm not quite sure who they are yet, but they have said that they were going to leave. Now, on defense, Coach, we're getting Devontae Smith, the defensive back from Alabama, which is a big, huge find for the Irish. He's going to be a strong safety, and I think somebody that can really take that spot, maybe not fill it as well as Xavier Watts, but he's going to be in there, and he's going to do a great job. We have Fields, a wide receiver from Virginia, I think will do a great job, and also Ty Washington from Arkansas, who's coming in as a tight end. So that gives us three tight ends with Reardon and Flanagan. And, Coach, we're excited about the tight end situation because if you have good tight ends, you have people that can block and you have people that can catch the ball. Notre Dame has been blessed over the last 30 or 40 years. Well, ever since I've been in school, we had Dave Casper, who was a college football All-American, a college football Hall of Famer, and same in the pros. So we have great tight ends that come through Notre Dame, and I think these guys are going to be like those guys there. I think also we're looking at next year. Over the last 3 years, we've had, I'd like to call them gunslingers, guys that come in that are ready to play. We had Riley Leonard, a quarterback, a great competitor. We had Sam Harrison that came in. And then we had a Cone that came in from Wisconsin. Three different quarterbacks who did very good here at Notre Dame. Next year, I don't know if we're going to have that. I think we're going to have the guys that we've matured right here at the program. People like Steve Angeli, who has a tremendous amount of experience. Kenny Minchie, who can really run the ball and has a decent arm. And then C.J. Carr. And that name Carr sounds familiar. That's Lloyd Carr, the coach that used to be at the University of Michigan's grandson, who has come here to Notre Dame. He has great leadership skills. He has poise, and he can really throw the ball. Coach, the thing that was so exciting about him, here's a young man who's been living defenses and offenses since he's probably in the fifth grade when his dad played at Michigan, his grandfather being the head coach. So people are excited about him. If he doesn't start, he's going to be in there quite a bit this year because he's got championship quarterback written all over him. So we're excited for him. And, Coach, when I talk to James, he starts bubbling about C.J. Carr. He really likes him, and he likes the way he handles the ball and also the way he leads the team. He's got great poise, and he has great knowledge of what's going on. So we're looking pretty good for what's going to happen next year. And, you know, Coach, when you're looking at the schedule next year, it really doesn't get any easier. I think this year's schedule was good. We had about four or five really tough games. Next year, we're looking starting at Miami. Miami was 10-3 this year, one of the top teams in the country. Texas A&M comes here to South Bend. We play Purdue, a Big Ten school. Arkansas was 7-6. Boise State was deep into the playoffs. North Carolina State had a solid team. SC is rebuilding. We have Boston College, Navy, Pitt, who had a great year. Syracuse, I think, won 10 games. And then Stanford is going to be played at the Rose Bowl, Coach. I was talking to James. I says, why are they playing at the Rose Bowl, James? He says, because that's the 100th anniversary of Stanford and Notre Dame playing in the Rose Bowl in 1925. I says, oh, my goodness, you're really up on this, James. And he is. So we're excited about next season's schedule. And I think if we win 10 games next year, We're going to be close to those playoffs, and maybe we'll win them all. You never know.
Frank Pomerico joins us there, our final segment of the year. Frank can really wrap it up for us in a moment. But, Frank, you've had some coaching changes, too. What about some of the changes on the coaching staff?
Well, one of the biggest changes, as far as I'm concerned, and I was talking with James, too, and he's a little saddened by this, too, is Al Golden. He's a Penn State man, played tight end at Penn State, was the head coach at Temple and also at Miami of Florida. He's been here for about 3 years. He's had great success in building a great defense here. And he's built not just a defense, but a culture of never giving up, attacking the ball, getting turnovers, and making sure that if there's an opportunity for the defense to grab the ball, they were going to do it. The other thing that was really important as far as Al Golden is concerned is he's a man that had a lot of experience as a head coach. And I think this was very valuable in the first 3 years for Marcus Freeman to really kind of learn from Al Golden about, you know, some of the nuances of being a head coach. Now, I'm not saying that Al Golden would suggest things all the time to him, but if Marcus needed help, he knew who to go to, along with Mike Denbrock, who's a seasoned veteran as far as a coach. There's another coach on the team that is also a very experienced man, is Gino Guiduli. And he's somebody that has a lot of experience and was a great college quarterback. So he's the quarterback coach, and I see him down the road being a head coach himself. He's about 41 years old and really knows offenses, has great poise, a great recruiter, and I think he'll do great things. Coach, the other person that's leaving is Chad Bowden, and he's somebody who is titled as the general manager in charge of high school recruiting, portal information, and also dealing with the NIL and the money that's being allocated to different players. So this is a very sophisticated position, and somebody, I think the University of Michigan tried to get him last year to go out to Ann Arbor, and he stayed for another year. Southern Cal is going to get him, and what they're going to, they paid for him was probably 2.5 times of what he's making now. So, you know, it's a little bit more expensive to live in Los Angeles, I understand that. But he also just got a really good bump in pay, and I think he's well-liked by the coaching staff, by the administration. So it's going to be a big loss for the Irish. But I see that the Notre Dame job is going to be very attractive for people that do this kind of work as a general manager type person. And they're going to be excited to come here to Notre Dame, hitting the ground running. So Notre Dame has a number of feelers out there, and I think they're getting close to hiring somebody. So that's who's leaving as far as the coaching staff is concerned. We haven't had anything else that we've heard at this point. But, Coach, for next year, we have so many good players coming back. We have Jeremiah Love, really an exciting player, had 1,100 yards this year. We have Price, who had 774 yards. We have Williams, who can really explode out of that backfield. We have wide receivers like Greathouse and Flanagan at tight end, Reardon at tight end. Faison is another wide receiver that's going to help us. Defensively, the defensive backs are going to be chock full of talent with Moore, Morrison, Shuler, Gray, and Devontae Smith. So we're excited, and I think we're not going to have to reinvent the wheel here. We're going to have to reload, kind of, and I think that we have the tools to do that.
Well, Frank, I'll tell you, I'd love to hear your enthusiasm about Notre Dame football. Our 23rd season together doing Notre Dame football here every Tuesday and Wednesday night. James has been with us the last, I would say, I'm guessing 5 years at least, and our show has gotten so much better with his assistance. And
Coach,
I want you to,
Coach,
huh?
I'd like to have a great shout out to a couple of people that supported us all year from around the country. That's James Amadei, number one. Matthew from Louisiana, who's always sending us information. Clay Calloway in Tennessee. Dick Beeman, a Notre Dame grad who's up to about 92 years old, loves Notre Dame. Tony Belia from Buffalo. He's here in South Bend. And one, Ken Wesnitsky, who is another big Irish fan. Those guys get a special shout-out from me and James for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, if they're anything like you two, they're true winners, okay? And we want to welcome them from wherever they are in the country, and for everybody that might be listening around the country. We always welcome you to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Well, Frank, it's time to put the helmet up in the locker room and get in the weight room, and I'm sure you're going to do that. I hope the weather's going to take care of you and James, and I don't know how to thank you enough for your Notre Dame football report. You're right on top of it. I look forward to having you back and working towards another national championship game with the Notre Dame football program. So, Frank, again, have a great offseason, if there is such a thing, and thank you again.
Well, Coach, it's my pleasure. I love you. I enjoyed doing this with you, and I look forward for the time in the offseason to go quickly so we can be back again talking Irish football.
We got to do it, Frank. I don't know what I'm going to do. So let's think football, talk football, and get ready for another great season. So Frank Pomerico has joined us here with our Notre Dame football report. We went over a little bit, so you know when you have a lot to talk about Notre Dame football, you certainly want to not leave anything out. But we want to thank our sponsor, who's been with us the entire year, sponsoring Notre Dame football, which is Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. You can sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So you're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up. When we come back, Coach Lindley LaRocque will be joining us, the women's basketball coach from UNLV. And do they have a great team? I'm Harvey Hyde.